Blog Talk Radio.
I've been through the fire, and I've been through the flood. Broken in pieces, and left all alone. But through it all, God blessed me. And through it all, God kept me. And I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I. Can I get a witness here? Come on, fire, help me. Come on.
I've been through the fire.
Been through the flood.
I've been through the flood.
Broken in pieces.
Broken in pieces.
And left all alone.
And left all alone.
But I got good news tonight. But through it all.
But through it all.
God bless.
God bless me.
And through it all.
Through it all.
God kept
me.
And I still
have a praise.
Let me tell you what my praise is.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. If I was in a house of worship today, I would say I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of prayer. Truly, we bless the Lord. We give him glory. We give him praise for another opportunity to be in the land of the living, another opportunity to tell him how great he is, another opportunity to tell him thank you. Thank you for renewing your mercies on us this morning, God. Thank you, God, for keeping us with a sound mind. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping us while we slept. Thank you for shielding and protecting our families. Thank you, Lord God, for shielding and protecting our sisters and our brothers. Thank you for this nation as a whole, God. Oh, we bless you today. Ah, God, I just want to lift him up today. I want to tell him how thankful I am. I want to tell him how much I love him, how much I appreciate him. I don't care who's doing what. Glory to God, I will continue to look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Ah, God, oh, God, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Woo, glory to God, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the land, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Ah, glory to God. I'm taking that psalm for me today. Ah, I'm taking it as my testimony today, God. Oh, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You better watch who's counseling you. Hallelujah. Not standing in the way of sinners. Not sitting in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And the Bible declares he shall be. Point your hand to yourself and say, I shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth my fruit, his fruit, in his season. Your leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever you do it, it shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, hear me today, people of God. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners, I say it again and again and again, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way listen to us, people of God, the way of the ungodly shall perish. What is it saying to us today, God? I bless you today, God. Hallelujah. Don't see nobody on the line but Evangelist T. But my Bible tells me where there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, he would be in the midst. So I'm praying right now, Lord God, we want to embrace that scripture today. Psalms, the very first division of Psalms, Psalms chapter 1. You better hear God to say, he said, blessed is the man. Ah, God. Our scripture, we continue in this series. All ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. You better hear God. I don't care what the shepherd do. That's not according to the law of the land, according to God's law. Don't you follow them. You getting this word and you learn it for yourself. So God told me to open with this psalm. And I don't know why. We were having open forum today, but I don't see anybody but Evangelist T. So the Lord done put this in my spirit. He said, tell them, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. We're talking about the shepherds. Hear ye the word of the Lord, you shepherds. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful. Listen, people of God, he said, but his delight, that man that is blessed, he is delighting in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. What are you saying, people of God? What are you saying, Sister Bernard? You got to meditate on God's word day and night. When there's say peace and safety, oh, don't listen. Hallelujah. You listen to what the word has declared. Listen to what has already been prophesied. Oh, God, I bless you today. His law doth he meditate day and night. And listen now, this blessed man. Listen at what God's talking about. The shepherds that are blessed. The shepherds are the delighting in God's law. The shepherds that are meditating on his word day and night. The Bible declares in Psalms 1 and 3, and he shall be like a tree. Planted by the rivers of water. He shall be. Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about, woman of God? I'm talking about that man, that blessed man, that's not walking in the counsel of the ungodly, that blessed man that's not standing in the way of sinners, that blessed man that's not sitting in the seat of the scornful. That's who we're talking about. That blessed man, Evangelist T, he shall be. That blessed man, that, when I say man, in this particular scripture, we're going to talk about woman and man. That woman of God, that man of God, they shall be planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit. You're going to be planted by the rivers of water, and you're going to bring forth your fruit in the right season at the appointed time. Listen at what else it says. That blessed man, his leaf shall also, it's a continuation, his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth, everything that you do, Evangelist T, it's got to prosper. God said it in his word. It shall prosper. You may not see the manifestation, but the seeds that you planted, they are prospering. The first Paul said, the ungodly are not so. Don't even look at them. In a minute, you won't be able to see them. They'll be just like the Egyptians. They'll be just like Pharaoh's army. God says, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Take a look, Israel. You won't see these enemies no more. You won't see them anymore. He said, the ungodly are not so. God get rid of your enemies. Hallelujah. God will give you peace with your enemies. Uh-huh. He said the ungodly are not so. Those that go around setting traps for you, God will give you peace. Oh, God. He said the ungodly are not so. The Lord took me to this scripture. We don't have a speaker today. Oh, God, and I'm sitting at the doctor's office. I'm in the car waiting on my mother. I started to cancel, but the Lord said, no, go forth. I was about 6 minutes signing on, but God said, go forth. He said, the ungodly are not so, but are like the sharp, which the wind drive it away. Ah, glory to God. Like a sharp, which the wind drive it away. Let's say that again. It's like a shaft. What's the wind of it away? What is a shaft? A shaft is like, they say the definition of it say the husk of grains and grasses that are separated during threshing. Worthless matter. Ah, God, hallelujah, refuse. You know, when that wave, hallelujah, when the water, the storm come in, it takes out all of that debris. Hallelujah. Anything, hallelujah, that's not been rooted and grounded, guess what? It's going to be uprooted. Ah, you don't know, Mosiah. It cannot stand. You don't know, Mosiah. Well, I bless you today, God. Hallelujah. You say the ungodly are not so. So what are you telling me, Lord? Huh? You're saying they're just like refuse. They're worthless. Hallelujah. If you don't commit your way to the Lord, if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're worthless. You're like refuse. Don't nobody have need of it. Don't nobody want trash and junk. Hallelujah. People want cleanliness. They want clean homes, clean vehicles, clean minds, clean clothes. And they're like the shaft which the wind drive it away. The wind going to pull you up. That's why we got to know them that labor among us. He said, oh, God, I bless you today. Lord, why are you giving me such a silence? But, Lord, I got to fulfill them. I've got to fulfill these assignments. I got it, Sister T. I have no other choice. Hallelujah. He said, therefore, we're in verse 5. And I'm going to let y'all go because I got to get back in here about my mother. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Ah, you're not going to stand and be judged with the ungodly. And the sinners will not be in the congregation of the righteous. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember when Abraham, Messiah, hallelujah, went to intercede for Lot and for Sodom and Gomorrah. God told him, said, find me 50 righteous. If you can find me 50 righteous, I'll spare the city. Ah, glory to God. Find 50 righteous, and I'll spare the city. Didn't he say it, Sister T? Evangelist T? 50 righteous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord said if you find 50. And Abraham, Messiah. Abraham began to challenge God. Ah, glory to God. He began to challenge God. Ah, glory to God. Because he wanted, Messiah. He wanted, he wanted his nephew and all of his kin to be saved. The Lord said, see, the Lord already know of us. He already know. Ah, you know no more, Shia, what we made up. God already know. He said, Abraham said, Lord, will you spare the city? Let's turn there quickly. Go to Genesis chapter 18. And let's start at verse 20. And look, we're still talking about, oh, ye shepherds. hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. This wasn't planned. I didn't plan. I couldn't get nobody to fill in. But guess what? God knew what was going to go down today. He knew it. Genesis chapter 18. Let's look at verse 20. It says, and the Lord said, because the cry, ye shepherds hear the word of the Lord, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces, talking about the angels who, the angels that God sent down to survey the land. And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Look at this man of God, a man of faith. And Abraham drew near and said, "Wilt thou, Lord, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" God will never destroy the righteous with the wicked. That's what Abraham was asking a question. He said, "Lord, now I know my nephew and his family, a few of them are righteous. Now how you going to destroy this city and I have my nephew, my righteous nephew there?" So Abraham asked the question, said, "Lord, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked?" Verse 24 said, we had Genesis chapter 18. Peradventure there be 50 righteous, this is the Lord talking back to him, within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That's what Abraham said, telling the Lord. Then God said, that be far from thee to do after this manner. That's what Abraham is saying, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Abraham talking still. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? This man is challenging God. He's challenging God. You better not challenge God. Huh? But God allowed him to challenge him. But God allowed us to petition him. He allowed us to have questions, because that's the kind of God we serve. And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom, this is God talking now, 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, behold now, he getting bolder now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure, just so happened, Lord, there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find their 40 and foul, I will not destroy. Let's go on. Come to him again and said, peradventure, there shall be 40 found there. He's still proving God. He's testing him. He's challenging him. And he said, God, this is the Lord saying, I will not do it for 40's sake. Now let's move on. And he said unto him again, Abraham said, Let not the Lord be angry, and allow me to speak once more. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it. God said, I won't do it if I find 30 there. Now he's going to take it all the way down again. And he said, behold now, God, two more times, God. Just be patient with me. I just won't ask you 2 more times. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. What are you saying to somebody today, God? God will always have a remnant. God will not destroy the righteous with the wicked. So if you're not preaching the truth, God will pull you down, because somebody is being affected. Somebody have made up mind. Somebody have decided to follow Jesus. Somebody is determined to go all the way. Hallelujah. I'm at verse 32. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry. I will speak yet but this once. He said, let me speak one more time, Lord. And the Lord said, all right. He said, peradventure, 10 shall be found there. And the Lord said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. For 10's sake. And the Lord went his way. As soon as he had left communion with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. What are you saying to the people today, Lord? What are you saying to these people today? Mother Charity, we have to live right if nobody live right. We have to hold up the bloodstained banner if nobody else hold it up. We have to have comfort in what we have been taught. Hold to the tradition. All traditions are not bad. All traditions are not bad. We have to hold to the traditions. I watched something on YouTube last night that grieved my spirit. Why are you saying that, Evangelist Bernard? Why are you saying that, Sister Bernard? Why are you saying that, Adrian? It grieves my spirit. When we are taking the house of prayer, a house that's supposed to be set aside, a house that's supposed to be sanctified, a house that's supposed to be reverent, a reverence, a house that's supposed to be honor. Ah, God said my house shall be called what? The house of prayer. If my house shall be called the house of prayer, then why are you all turning it into a den of thieves? Why are you turning it into a nightclub? Don't you have a night? Don't you have clubs out here in the land that you can go boogie to? Don't you have clubs out there in the land that you can go do the bump and the twerk and the murk and all this other crazy stuff? Why bring this nonsense in the house of God? Moshiach. Why? Why would we pollute the house? Why would we contaminate the house of God? Lord, have mercy. I don't know who's talking to me today. There's a spirit in the land, people. There's a spirit in the land, and it has come to what? What is the enemy's? What is his job description? I'll tell you, in case you don't know, in case you wonder, in case you done been deceived, in case somebody done led you away like a silly woman, the enemy's job description, hear me today, people, the enemy's job description is to kill, steal, and destroy. That's his job. That's his job. That's why wickedness is in the land. That's why decency is in the street. That's why there's no shame faces. That's why they don't reverence God. That's why in Romans 1:28 say, when they knew me, prophetess Darlene, they didn't honor me. They didn't reverence me. They didn't glorify me. They didn't respect me. Hallelujah. He said when they knew me, they didn't glorify me. And that's why God gave them up. That's why these spirits have been loosed in the land, because God gave them over. Oh, ye shepherds, mother, you wasn't with us last week. Daughter of Siri, this is the first day in December. We're commemorating 3 years on Block Talk Radio. And I say, Lord, why would you give me such a topic like this? Hallelujah. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Hold on 1 second. Ah, glory to God. Woo, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, glory to God, that's my mother. Hallelujah. Why would you give me a subject like this? But the Lord, glory to God. God began to deal with me. And as I began to study, I went to Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1 through 5 last week. And I studied Ezekiel chapter 34 that I wasn't even able to get to on last week. Glory to God. But the Lord told me, all ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. And today, I was trying to go straight on into Ezekiel 34. But the Lord said, go to Psalms chapter 1. And he said, I want you to talk about the blessed man. Hear the word of the Lord. The ungodly are not so, the Bible says. They're going to be driven like the shaft that the wind driving away. Hallelujah, God will not allow his righteous people to be destroyed with the wicked. And if you're not real, God gonna reveal you. If you're fake or you're phony, God gonna reveal you. If you're a false prophet, if you're a scoffer, God gonna reveal you. You might get by, but you won't get away. God say, hear, ye shepherds. Oh, ye shepherds, hear ye the word of the Lord. You better hear the word of the Lord. God is doing something. He's doing something. I don't know where I'm going to go. As he told Abraham when he sent the angels to Sodom and Gomorrah to survey the land, the Lord already knew that the stench was in his nostril. God already knew that the city was wicked. He already knew that he couldn't find 10 righteous people. Only Lot and his two daughters came out. Oh God, we better stop, people of God. We better get in this word. We better study this word and find out what God is what he's saying to us, what he would have us to do. My sheep, they know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Hallelujah. How are you a shepherd and you not know your sheep? The sheep is supposed to know the shepherd, and the shepherd is supposed to know the sheep. Why? My Bible tell me a stranger, they will not follow. A stranger, they will not follow. Glory to God. A stranger, they will not follow. Glory to God. People of God. I'm going to stop. I got to go back in this clinic. Glory to God. Why, Jesus? Why? Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is doing something, people of God. Glory to God. Hold on for just a second. Give me 1 minute. Let me get my mother. Hallelujah. And I'm coming right on back on the line. Just give me 1 minute. Oh, yeah, no. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to mute it for a second, and I'll be right back. Ah, glory to God. Give me a minute, y'all. Give me a minute. All right, praise the Lord. Y'all, excuse me. I had to go in this clinic and get my mother. But anyway, I'm not going to hold you all. I can't see the switchboard. I was able to see it for a minute. And I saw Mother Charity, Evangelist T, and Prophetess Darlene on the line. No, you didn't leave it in here. All right. I was on mute for a little bit. Amen. I don't know if you all are still on the line, but anyway, I want you to remember Pastor Gloria Smith's prophetic prayer retreat. If you're able to sow a seed for that ministry and for that event, please do so. Please do so. Make a sacrifice. Amen. Chaz would like to attend the retreat. Amen. So, you know, go to her page and you'll be able to see some things on our page and just be prayerful. Amen. Things are happening all over the land. Pray for Minister Democrat, Liberal Democrat. Amen. Pray for Sister Ruby. Amen. We're looking for her to come back and fellowship with us, and let us just lift one another up in prayer. Amen. Remember Mother Charity's prayer line, and remember Prophetess Darlene's prayer line, and Pastor Gloria, and Dr. Chaz has a prayer line also. Remember him. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So we're not able to open up the switchboard. Amen. I'm driving, but we just want to thank the Lord for you all tuning in. Amen. We thank God for your support. Thank God for just 3 years of laboring in God's vineyard. It's been a blessing. It's been a blessing. Continue to keep my sister, my son, and my mother, and my family, and my grandchildren in your prayers. Amen. We'll see you all on tomorrow. Elder William Caldwell will be speaking for us tomorrow. And on Wednesday, Bishop Jesse Grant will be speaking for us. And on Friday, Pastor Dwayne Morris, Lady Rosalind Morris, husband, he'll be speaking for us on Friday. Amen. And we'll let you know who's going to be speaking on Thursday. But I think this is a timely subject, and we certainly need to pay close attention to what the Spirit is saying. I'm still on the line. All right. So God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Be blessed.